Hello, gamers, and welcome to this 10th edition of All Systems Go, your gaming podcast. This is going to be our last podcast for 2014. It's fantastic. You know, we're going to be talking about how we saw the year in review, looking ahead to the next year. But, you know, first of all, I just wanted to say thank you to my amazing co-hosts, who I'll get to in a second, but mostly thank you to the listeners. Thank you for, supporting us on Twitter by listening, downloading. It's all good things. I'm so glad that, for this last quarter or so of 2014, we were able to, worm our ways into your ear hole with our gaming knowledge, if you could call it that. Mostly our gaming opinions and rants. So I'm really appreciative of our listeners. And now back to my co-host.
We laid little eggs of gaming knowledge in there.
Yes.
In your ears.
Bit.
And one day they'll grow.
Disgusting. Hopefully that, they don't hatch. Because, gross stuff that. That voice there was my very handsome co-host, Joel C. Slash.
Oh, thank you.
Say hello.
Hello, everyone. It's Christmas time-ish. Still don't have any snow here. But, I gotta say, Tim has just the most incredible Lego display of a Christmas setting. It's like straight out of a Charles Dickens novel. Probably specifically The Christmas Carol, if I had to pick one.
It is true.
And then, with a snowplow randomly there for, the 21st century.
Well, yeah, so, my fiancé and I are big Lego fans, grew up playing it and really love Lego, so we decided that instead of a porcelain Christmas village, we would have a Lego Christmas village so that our kids could enjoy building it every year, and we'd set it up. So we're still adding to the collection. We still have a holiday train that goes around it as well, but I don't have the tracks or the motor, but that will come soon. So Joel, you can find Joel on Twitter. Actually, he's at Joel C Slack.
Yes, that is me. He posts all kinds of wacky stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes Nintendo and video game news, but a lot of times just wacky retweets of very bizarre, dark humor, which I appreciate.
Oh, yeah.
I love, so.
The depths of my soul.
Yeah, you should definitely follow him if you like odd nuggets of dark humor. It's amazing. So, also with us, as always, are the lovely and talented Reen and Lessa. Lessa, what's up, girl?
Oh, not much. This is exciting that this is the final podcast, but one of the ones before the end of the season.
Yeah, we'll call it the season finale, right?
Yes! Gives you all those goosebumps and everything, but yeah, it's also sad, too, because then we have to say goodbye to 2014 and all of the stuff that happened and bangs in this year, so.
Don't choke me up. This is going to get really sad and tragic.
Well, before you get choked up, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah,
oh,
let's.
Go ahead, Rin.
You never said your Twitter.
Oh, well, everyone knows me on Twitter. It's at Lessa, or sorry, not Alice. I should just change it.
Everyone. Lessa's got 4 million followers.
Yeah, right? Come on.
Everyone knows
her. Everyone knows her.
Oh, my God. I wished I had 4 million followers. But no, just Lessa Wake, but also at A Talented Friend on the Twits. And now to you, Reenie.
Yeah, this is Reen Bean, or Reenie Meanie, as my lovely sister calls me. And you can find me at ReenAVA on Twitter. And yeah, like what Lessa was saying, it kind of chokes me up a little bit inside knowing that this is our final podcast of 2014. Mm-hmm. But hey, 2015 is a brand new year, and there are lots of months, 12 to be exact.
There you go.
Yep. That is correct.
It usually it comes
in. Wait, let me fact
12.
Check you on that.
While Joel's fact checking that, I'll just introduce myself. My name is Tim. I am also on Twitter. You can find me at graduated_gamer. This is All Systems Go. We've been doing this for, a few months now. And like I said, this is the last one for our, 2014 season. But we're going to be back in 2015, so don't be sad, folks. Joel, fact check. Are there 12 months in
Google 2015? Does, in fact, confirm 1 year equals 12 months.
Very good. Very good.
Yes, I can still do that.
That's amazing. Wow. I was getting nervous here for a second. I thought maybe they were either going to take one away.
I remember they were talking about expanding. They might acquire two more months from the East Coast.
Okay. See, I thought 14. I was worried that Kim Jong-un was going to remove a month as, repercussion for the interview, but I think that was just a rumor.
No more Decembers.
Yeah, right. So
it's the last one, guys.
They don't have December in North Korea, I'm sure. They just skip it. So, all right, so that's enough political and world news. We're going to dive into our gaming news now that you know all of us. We're going to start off this podcast, like every podcast. I mean, if you've listened to us at all, you know that we are going to tell you what's in our system. So let's go and start off with Lessa. Lessa, what is in your system right now?
Oh, you shouldn't have started with me, because there's actually nothing in my system this week, sadly.
I'm disappointed.
I know. But we actually spent most of our time stalking fanfiction because we had this big ordeal and change of heart about rewriting one of our stories in third person instead of first person. And so it sucks because 10 chapters later, that's like 94 pages and more than like 10,000 words. The realization kicks in like a bam kick to the face, and then it was just terrible, and we thought it was going to be easy to switching the eyes to he, and then all of a sudden we were like, but no, because now that it's not in first person, it doesn't work out anymore. And then so me being the more picky writer than Rain, that I slowed us down. I'm so sorry.
Now, like, and one main reason why we kind of picked, like, not it, like, for a while we've been thinking about switching it to third person because we're like, no, this is really shitty in first person. Why do we start 10 chapters in? We're like, fuck this. So we decided to start writing in third person. But, like, our drive came from anger because there was this one, like, out of a huge fandom on, like, I won't say the exact fandom it is, but, like, it, okay, well, I won't get into, like, in case someone starts, like, looking this stuff up. But let's just say that someone plagiarized some of our lines from our fanfiction and put it in theirs.
Oh, goodness.
And they didn't give us credit. So, like, Lessa and I were like, oh, hell no, you did not.
So you're not going to tell us what this fanfiction is? Like, what's, is it based in something? Like, is it based in Resident Evil?
We all know it's Resident Evil.
Is it Resident Evil?
No, but we do have a really popular one for Resident Evil.
It's probably,
Evil.
You know what? It's probably a crossover of The Walking Dead and Resident Evil. Boom, nailed it.
No.
Chris Redfield and Daryl are just
man
loving it up in those fanfictions.
Yeah, they had to change it. Like, I realized Daryl was so rugged and handsome. It was he realized.
Ooh, rugged is a perfect word.
Oh, yeah.
I'm stealing that
totally
word.
Oh, they're totally going to give you credit for that,
you haven't
Joel.
Used rugged?
Whoa.
No, not yet.
Yeah. They're going to give you credit, too. You're going to be basically a co-author in their fanfiction.
You
want to,
like, bounce
Joel.
Some ideas back and forth, you know?
Okay, the fandom is The Walking Dead, although we do have eight stories for The Evil Within.
No,
and
it's
then...
it's 10 stories for The Evil Within, 8 for The Walking Dead, 6 for Resident Evil, 5 for The Strain, and it just goes on. So,
Reen, are you also, like, you don't have anything in your system because you're busy fanfictioning it up?
Yep, basically.
Right. Fair enough.
It just,
well...
Though I did... my package for Resident Evil Remake did arrive, and I'm so super excited about it. And because it's not being released until January for North America, but I bought mine online because they're only releasing a digital copy in America. But in Japan, it came out in November, so I have my copy already. I just have to put
That's
it in.
Good.
And the map that came with it is super spectacular. It's like 20 inches and then by 28, and it's so super huge. And Lessa and I are like, we're going to frame this bitch above the TV.
You should. That'd be cool, actually.
Frame that bitch.
Yeah, no, that sounds actually really cool. So you, obviously you've played The Evil Within, so you did play that recently, I know, and you probably may mention that later in our 2014 in review, but hey, nothing wrong with fan fiction, especially, you know, it sounds like you get some video game things in there, and obviously, I don't know if Joel watches it, but I'm a fan of The Walking Dead, but no spoilers, because I still haven't caught up. I know, I'm an idiot, but I'll get there eventually.
Word of advice, do not check AMC's Facebook.
Oh, no,
because...
I never do. Mm-mm.
Okay, because, like, the season finale, I won't say anything that happens, but they posted a spoiler 20 minutes before the show even started. So everyone on, like, AMC's Facebook was like, why?
Idiots.
AMC, why?
This is why you never follow, if you love a show, like, if I was still watching Lost, if it was, like, still on, I wouldn't be following ABC's Lost handle, because just, I know that people would be on there, like, speculating and could ruin things, so I just avoid that at all. I mean, I avoided Mass Effect spoilers for like 5 years before I finally played the game, so
I still have avoided Mass Effect spoilers.
It's difficult, but yeah.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the only thing that Reen and I haven't been lucky about avoiding spoilers was Naruto, because I peeked one of my friends, or like tweeted, not really tweeted, just messaged him, and then he started going off on Naruto, and I was like, oh shit, son.
Yeah.
Why would you do that to me? And then so Reen and I ended up looking up a review afterwards just to clarify what he was saying, and then our hearts broke into a million little tiny pieces, and it's just...
Was it because Naruto and Sasuke were not in fact lovers? Is that what you were upset about? Because I was a little upset when I found that out too, but... No, I'm just
not in their version of it.
Yeah, right, not in their fan fiction. Oh, they're writing down there, yes, rugged,
yes,
Sasuke...
Rugged.
Touched Naruto's.
No, but I want to get you alone, Joel, and just put some ideas by you.
There you go. Have a little brainstorm. We'll do that for another. We'll do like a fan fiction podcast with Joel, you know, spitballing ideas off of Rian and Lessa.
Yeah, 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 so we still need to find out what happened to my bag. You know
oh,
what
my
I mean?
God. Oh, yeah, the haunted phone. I have to go and banish the ghost girl from my house.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. Right?
Oh, you will, Tim, you will.
All right, fair enough. Well, let's go.
They haunted my bloodline.
So, Joel was in your system.
Yes.
Except some haunting.
I don't have anything prepared. I thought the rest of the show was like we're going to do a clip show and just like cut and paste
all the
old episodes.
No, this is not like a late show and it's like, set up this clip for me, Joel. It's like, no, it's not.
Remember in episode 4?
Oh, God.
When we talked about video games?
Funniest outtakes of 2014.
It was a gas.
Google crashes again and Tim swears like a monkey. Which is like every podcast.
Yep.
Damn Chrome.
Yep. One per.
Yep.
You know, I've been playing Smash Bros.
Of course.
Yep. We need to get the internet turned back on at my house so I can keep playing online.
So you're basically living like cavemen.
Yeah. Ugh. No internet, no cable.
Oh.
Yeah.
God.
Gotta play like single player.
When do you guys start cannibalizing one another?
Yeah,
like it's, you know, like
it's getting cold, so yeah. We're gonna start throwing furniture in the middle of the house and, you know, light it on fire for warmth.
Yikes.
I actually do have a question, Joel.
Yes.
What character do you use?
My boys are Mega Man first.
Ugh, he's terrible.
Two.
Sorry.
Okay, he's not great, but I think he's really fun to play with. But yeah, I do often get my ass kicked playing as
him
by people who like know what they're doing. Toon Link is second. He's funny. He's, you know, a little cel-shaded guy. I like him. And then Sonic.
Ah.
Although they took out the best taunt in Brawl. You're too slow.
Oh, all right.
So, like,
I love it. Trolls everyone else anytime you do it. And
well,
they took it out.
He's not the fastest character anymore, though, is he? Or is
No, I think he still is.
Oh, so
like,
Sonic,
insanely fast.
Captain Falcon, and Little Mac, I think, 1, 2, 3 in the game.
Yes,
for speed.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, I've been doing a lot of event mode.
Nice.
Did
you finish all the events? Have you?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm getting there.
It's actually pretty difficult. I just finished it up about a week ago, like, because I just was like, I'm going to get all these. And it was it was pretty hard.
They're
to
fun,
do.
Yeah.
So
and playing a little Outlast as well.
Okay.
Nice. Okay, cool.
Horror game, yeah. I'll talk more about that later.
Nice.
No spoilers, though.
No spoilers.
Awesome. Good to hear. I love the Nintendo dedication. And you've been speedrunning still, or have you taken a break?
Okay, my roommate is the one who has the N64, and he traded it to his brother for SNES for like a month.
Mm.
So I haven't had an N64 to play, and I've only done like a couple runs on my laptop on an emulator. So not really helping my time lately. But I do want to get back into that soon.
Okay.
And AGDQ is coming up in a couple weeks. It's going to be sick. Some
what
big speedrunning marathon.
Oh, okay.
People from all over the world fly into Washington, D.C., and they just have a week-long marathon of speedruns.
Cool.
Like, every game you'd want to see, no breaks at all. So it's just, like, 24 hours a day.
Nice.
People, like, sleep, get up, do
is
a run.
Is it something that you could do? Is it, like...
No, I'm definitely not good enough.
Okay,
it's, like, people
who
hold world
like...
records or close or, like... have a really like dynamic personality while doing the run.
Okay.
Interesting stuff. But yeah, it's great to watch.
All right, good. Well, best of luck in 2015. Hopefully you get that N64 back. You know,
yes. He says he's getting back soon. I want to get that sub 20 minute.
Nice.
So hopefully.
Awesome. Myself, I have been playing a lot of Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze for the Wii U. Love it. It reminds me a lot of the old DKC games from the Super Nintendo, which I... as a kid, played through all three of them and got like 100%. I was obsessed. So it's good old-fashioned platforming, something I haven't had for a while on a newer system, at least on the lines of like a Mario, Donkey Kong-style platformer, very difficult and challenging. Also, I'm playing Super Smash Bros. Not as much as Donkey Kong Country because I was more dedicated to that, getting that to 100%, and I'm almost there. But... Super Smash Bros, my guy. Do you know who my guy is?
Your guy? I don't know, because when I played you online the one time,
I mixed
time,
it up.
You mixed
yeah,
it up a lot.
I did. I do love everyone's favorite pink ball of awesome, Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
So
Kirby.
I do love Kirby. I don't know what it is. He's a very easy character to master. I think he's got a very simple move set, but something that, you know, can be pretty powerful. He's got a pretty good smash attack, even though it is like more of a wind up. It takes a little while to develop. Plus, he's got a lot. It's like a save move or whatever. It's basically like you. It's hard to knock him off the ledge because you know.
He's got really good recovery.
Yeah, recovery. Mm-hmm. There you go. Thank you.
Much better than Jigglypuff now. Jigglypuff's just been getting worse every game.
Yeah, are they nerfing that for a reason?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, I don't know why they wouldn't do it to Kirby. His is still ridiculously good. So, but yeah.
Still have the spike if you do the down A off the edge, we'll still like spike him down. You know what I'm talking about? Where like
oh the B? You mean the he forms a block?
No, the down. If you do down A in the air, he'll do like that quick like rapid kick downward, like twirl and kick.
Oh,
downward.
Yeah, it still does that. Yeah,
still spikes the other person.
Oh, I don't know if it does that. I don't know if it does that or not. So okay. We'll have to check. We'll check
it
tonight.
Used to, we'll and it'd be like such a cheap spike.
Okay, well you'll see because I'll be playing almost this Kirby exclusively with you.
Try
so.
It. We'll do Kirby versus Mega Man.
Nice.
Best of 50.
I did try Little Mac for a while, but he is really fast. But I don't think his move set is his speed is probably his best asset. I don't think he has as like he's
if you can
a lot
control
of,
it. Yeah.
Yeah, if you know how to control. The
I
speed
played someone out during a tournament. Who was Little Mac, and he just, like, flew off the edge twice.
Yeah, it's tough, and that's why I never play a Sonic. I can do Captain Falcon for some reason, because I think because I played with him so long in other games, I know his moveset, so I can control it with his speed better, but I can't do Sonic or Little Mac as well. But anyway...
I'm excited to play after this.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And then last but not least, I actually just started playing today Legend of Zelda A Link to the Past for Super Nintendo. First time
ever,
and I love it. It's amazing. The music... The world map, just the feel of it is just phenomenal, and it's been a long time coming, but it's everything I hoped it would be, so I'm very happy about
it. It's no Wind Waker, but it's good.
I still have that to play, too, so I'll have to get to
is
that.
Is this on 3DS?
No, I have it for the Super Nintendo.
I mean, The Link to the Past.
Yeah,
what? Super Nintendo.
Oh, wait, I lied. Sorry, wait, I'm confused.
Wind Waker was originally for the GameCube, and then they came out with an HD release for the Wii U. Link to the Past, I think, is it on the 3DS?
I think
they
did re-release on 3DS.
Okay. I thought they released a remake, I think, or a remaster, A Link Between Both Worlds, is what you're thinking about.
Oh, A Link Between Worlds, yeah. A Link to the Past was the quintessential Legend of Zelda game for the Super Nintendo. When it came out, it was, like, the biggest one, so...
So you're playing A Link to the Past?
Yes.
That game's brill.
Old school 16-bit, so.
Mm-hmm. So brill.
All right, so I think we'll move on now. Let's get going. That's in our system. I wanted to talk a little bit about, since we're looking ahead to 2015 in the future, I want to talk about the future of gaming, the potential future of gaming. You know, a big bit of news that came out this year was the Oculus Rift. You know, it did... have some play back in 2013 when they were developing it and everything, but you know 2014 had a lot of news around the Oculus Rift because of the Facebook buyout of it, and there's a lot of news about you know what kind of support is it going to get, will it change gaming as we know it, are we finally going to see you know the kind of virtual reality people have been wanting for decades ever since video games really came out as a way to put people into a virtual world. So I kind of want to open it up to my folks here, my panel, my co-hosts, about what they think about virtual reality, the possibilities. What do you see in the future? What do you want to see in the future? Just a couple of things to get you going. A couple of things that have been, tried out with VR at this point that have made the news. One was a game where you can punch priceless works of art, which seemed pretty cool that would be adapted for VR. But then something a little creepy where you would play as a quote-unquote tutor of a Japanese schoolgirl, like a traditional creepy guy's Japanese schoolgirl with the short skirt, the like, you know, everything where she's just like, you know, at your mercy kind of thing. So, I don't know. It was a little creepy.
Purely academic.
Yeah, wait, what was she like? Kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I think my Japanese was a little bit better, but we'll let the listeners decide. But yeah, so that's kind of what they're doing. I mean, there's more to it than that, but that's kind of the two spectrums. You got some goofiness in, you know, doing VR, trying to put you in a position that you'd never be in, like destroying priceless works of art, and you got the creepy side, because obviously there will be a creepy side if the internet has taught us anything. So I don't know. What do you guys think?
I thought, like, the creepier one that was coming out was, like, that Hatred one where you play as that really effed up guy who's like, I must kill everybody, and then he goes outside and just
well,
starts shooting random.
That's not virtual reality, though. That was just a Steam
game.
Okay,
I lied.
Yeah, so...
I don't know. I think Japan already has, like, come out with things that I wanted, because I know, like, a couple years ago, and I may be straying from the virtual reality point of this, but they came out with an app for iPhone called Sleepy Time Boyfriend.
Okay.
I really wanted one of those, and I was like, holy shit, this is amazing. It's like these famous Japanese voice actors assume these characters that they've drawn, so they're just basically like a picture on the iPhone, and then they have like these little things that they can, different professions, I guess. Like one is like a teacher. One is a teacher, another one's like something else.
A masseuse.
Oh my god, Inoue Kazuhiko like was the voice one for that, and I love like it. They put sound effects in, so it sounded like he's massaging your feet. And he's all like, "Is that good?" And I was like, "Oh my god, yes." So like, I put this on play, and I put the phone next to my pillow, and I had a very good sleep that night.
So it's kind of like a virtual male body pillow, kind
of
thing.
My god,
that talks
yes.
to you and massages your feet.
Thank you,
but
Japan.
Not really.
Boyfriend pillow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. I wonder, you know, I mean, but like, if they came out with something for VR, where like. That guy is in front of you and like you could do stuff with him. Is that what you're talking
that
about?
Would be,
like, okay.
I don't know. That would be 10 times better.
There you go. Okay. All right.
I mean, I've already seen a Flash video game on the computer, not really virtual reality, but you can actually jack off Chris Redfield.
Wow. This took a turn that I was not expecting.
I'm surprised you brought that up. Thank you.
And there was even a meter and I was like, I will get you in less than 30 seconds, Chris Redfield.
Alright, let's see. Hold on. I'm looking for the mute button on
so,
Reed and Les.
What if people speedrun that game?
Oh my god.
Sounds like less of a game.
Chris feels like, I'm chafing. Stop. No, too hard.
Like, oh my god, I'm getting hot in here. Stop. Let's switch something else.
You've already beat the high score. Stop.
No, but in terms of virtual reality,
we're talking about
like
horror games, but okay.
Yeah, that's a horror game in my book. I don't know about you. Someone was like, "Hey Tim, play this Chris Redfield game." I don't know what. Oh God, I don't want to.
No, but okay. Back on seriousness and virtual reality. I was looking at games that already are for the Oculus Rift, or at least ones like actually for the Oculus Rift, and the ones that you can play via a third-party driver. Mm-hmm. And I think Aliens was already the ones that I saw on there. I think Colonial Marines, and then there was yep. Assassin's Creed, Mass Effect, Dead Space,
That'd
Skyrim,
be cool.
The Walking Dead, Slender Man, and then surprisingly Alan Wake. And I mean, those
that
being
be cool.
titles that I already saw available via the third-party driver. But as
Wait,
for...
I just remembered something. Tim, did you ever buy Deadly Premonition?
Yeah, well, I didn't buy it. I just downloaded it. It was free on PlayStation
okay,
Network.
Okay, did you get it?
Have you played it? I have it, but I have not played it yet.
Oh so, my god, play it.
I will. In time. I'm a little busy
play
with
it.
Stuff, but yes, I will
play
definitely get to it. So,
sorry, let's continue.
Yes, but as for virtual reality that I'd like to see in the future, I mean... Are we talking in games or technology?
Both. I mean, VR is something that could change everything. I mean, I don't know. I'll say what I was thinking of while you guys were talking about it. I initially thought, you know, from like the priceless works of art, I thought it'd be really cool to like, you know, because I usually get a lot of stress built up from like the work day and the work week, and I'm like, I just wish I had a way to get it out in like a healthier way than just like screaming into a pillow and crying in a fetal position under my desk. But I thought virtual reality would give me a good outlet if you could create something like the Priceless Works of Art, but like a smash room where basically you're allowed to, you can have vases and stuff and take a baseball bat and just smash the crap out of stuff. And they have real rooms like that in cities like Los Angeles and San Francisco.
Yeah, we need one around here. I would hit that place up.
And I think that'd be a great thing because it would just cost you like the price of the game, like, you know, $50. And then forever, you can just have your own smash room and destroy the living dog crap out of vases and light things on fire. Like, it would get all that pent-up stress out of your system. And then I thought, you know, outside of the world of gaming and bizarre stuff like the Smash Room, I think it could change things. You never know. I mean, you could do, like, a virtual reality simulation for people who are going to be physicians, surgeons, people in healthcare fields or even IT fields to, like, fix things, do surgery, things like that, maybe help them out with that to do real-world cases without actually doing a simulation or, you know, a surgery or practice on a living thing. But I don't know. I mean, there's...
It's like Doc doctor, I clipped the artery, he's dying, beep.
Yep, and you take off the helmet, you're like, son of a bitch, I'm never gonna be a surgeon. And they're like, you'll get it soon, Jimmy, don't worry. You're a gifted boy.
And then training montage.
Yeah, training montage.
And then, his girl, he has to save his girlfriend. And he does at the last second.
Right? I'll give her my heart.
Roll credits.
Oh. I actually think a couple years ago, Japan came out with an actual hologram, or maybe they perfected it this year. I forget which article I was reading, but it's a hologram that you can touch now.
Interesting.
Type of thing. Because I know 2 years ago, if any of you know Vocaloid, Hatsune Miku, it's this character. She has green hair, long pigtails.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of this. Yes.
Yeah, so she became a hologram on stage, and her concert sold out in Japan.
Yeah, it's
and
it kind was, of bizarre.
Yeah, it looked amazing. I was like, oh my god, but I would rather see Kaito up on stage because that guy is just sexy. Or Gakpo or something like that.
So what I'm hearing from you is you want to have the virtual reality jerk off Chris Redfield game with combined with a touchable Chris Redfield hologram.
That would be my dream.
There you go. Okay, so
that makes me sound really perverted. I'm a very innocent girl, but that would be my darkest
secret. Reed, you're not getting a degree in computer design and game design, are you?
What?
For the express
purpose of creating this game.
Well, I am an artist, and yes, I did take 3D animation.
Oh dear God, it's happening.
Look for that next year.
Most perverted game of all time.
I just need Joel's concept art of penises.
There you go.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll forward some sketches to you.
There you go. Yep.
Wait, I see it now. Full body simulation, baby.
Oh God. So Joel.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Any takes on VR before this gets?
Yeah. What I would do with the Chris Redfield.
Here we go.
I would start.
Oh God.
I'm sorry for even bringing it up.
I'm gonna vomit.
I think it'd be awesome to play something like Myst, an immersive adventure game where it's first person like that and you really feel like you're in the world and there's a lot of exploring to do. And they did come up with a free roaming version of Myst called Real Myst. So I think I might have seen someone playing that with an Oculus Rift already.
That'd be cool.
There's gotta be a way to do it.
Yeah.
And so it's like you actually are walking around in the world of Myst and finding linking books and transporting to different worlds and exploring, and that looks really cool. So those types of games, and then horror games have been interesting. I think Green said, Slender Man.
Mm-hmm.
Lassa.
Outlast would be creepy as all. And so
Outlast.
Amnesia would be creepy as all.
Shit. Yep. What was that Oculus game? Lights, no.
When Lights Die?
Yes, that one.
I played that.
I watched someone play that with an Oculus Rift while on YouTube.
I played it and it was terrifying.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
I threw the Oculus off my head. I thought I broke it. Because it was there's this little French girl talking in your ear, and then all of a sudden things go all staticky, in Slender, and I was and I couldn't deal with it. Alex, my fiance, was sitting right next to me. I was holding her hand, because I'm a little pussy.
How are you, so, Tim?
I'm sorry, what?
How are you?
I'm a pussy, all right? Look, I hate horror games, so... No,
you became Jimmy Stewart.
I did,
Oh, scary! Help me, Mary!
Oh, boy!
Where did you get an Oculus Rift?
A friend of mine back in Wisconsin. She works for a guy who owns his own company, and he's a millionaire. So he just bought an Oculus Rift because he could.
I'll take 10.
He seriously didn't even use it. I borrowed it for a month, and I went back and gave it back. He goes, I totally forgot you had this. I was like, I wish I was a millionaire so I could just forget about a $500 piece of experimental equipment.
Yeah,
but anyway,
seriously.
So it was a pretty interesting experience. But yeah, horror games, adventure games, Myst would be great. There was a thing recently, I'll just mention it briefly before we move on, because this would take probably too much time on its own, but there's a Kickstarter that was finished up about a year and a half ago for the Omni. Did you guys hear about this? The Omni is it's supposed to be an actual immersive experience in VR, where it's essentially a treadmill that you stand on and you walk with the VR on, and you move your arms and stuff, so it actually immerses you physically, your whole being, into the game. So it got backed, I think it got backed way beyond its goal. So they're working on it right now. Their goal is to basically make this the future of gaming, kind of like what we see in things like Jetsons and stuff like that, you know, like actually being in there. And I think that'd be cool to do something like that, because then you could do things like fighting games realistically, potentially, you know, like in a sense.
Like the whole setup and the gear, and then if someone throws a virtual punch, you feel it right in the knickers.
I don't think I really want to feel it in my knickers. I think I'd rather just, you know, feel the vibration maybe. I don't really want, like, a boxing glove to punch out on a spring and hit me in the nuts, but, you know.
Be kind of that's weird. Why I'm fighting in a video game and not, you know.
Yeah, that's why I don't have an actual fight club. So I don't just get my play Super kicked. Smash Bros.
I was over-exaggerating a little bit, but yes.
Well, you said knickers, so when you say knickers, I'm going to take you seriously.
I say, that gent hit me square in the knickers.
By Jove, I don't believe I'll have children.
Ooh, fisty cups, eh?
Oh, I see you. You ragamuffin, how dare you?
Hmm. 10 points for ragamuffin.
Yes, of course. And 10 points for Gryffindor. Moving on, so...
Wait, I got one more.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a cool horror game, and I was trying to look up the name of it, but... Someone actually made a game, and it's kind of crude, but it simulates you sitting and playing a game and, like, playing a horror game and, like, simulates the paranoid feeling you get when you are playing a horror game by yourself. So the Oculus Room...
It's meta?
Yeah, yeah, it's so meta, man. God. It's crazy. And the guy playing it was even, like, talking out, like, I'm getting so tripped out by this because, like, the game puts you on a couch in, like, a big house by yourself at night. Like, oh, facing a TV, but you can look around and you, like, keep hearing noises, like, off in the distance. And eventually, like, shadows start crossing across, like, the wall and stuff.
That, it, like freaks that, you out. Though, yeah. That's, I do that to myself. Like, one night, I was reading Creepypasta because I'm an idiot.
Right before bed.
My fiance was sleeping, and all of a sudden, I see her out of the corner of my eye trying to get my attention, and it, she, like, I thought, my head, I was like, the girl from The Ring was here, and I'm gonna die. Okay, and I freaked out, I threw my headphones off like I do whenever I'm scared of something, and I basically kicked my chair back and almost ran out of the room. And that, I messed with myself, so that game would totally get to me.
Yeah, I don't think I would
want to. Shut up, Reen. Shut up, Lessa. I don't need you making fun of me.
No, oh, see... I'm terrified of the dark, so I know your feeling, because, like, sometimes I'll think the girl from The Grudge, because there's this huge vent in the hallway separating Lessa and my room, and, like, sometimes when the air comes on, it sucks it up and breathes, so, like, sometimes I'll be walking underneath it, and it'll just decide to do that, and I'll be like, oh my god, I'll drop to my knees, and be like, Kyoko's coming from the roof!
Nice.
And I'll never go in the garage, and, like, I know recently my dad closed me in the laundry room, and I, like, tripped over the cat trying to turn the light on. It was terrifying.
Got it. All right. Okay, so moving on from creepy VR ideas and interesting ones, as Joel pointed out, let's talk about 2014, shall we, since it's only about, what, 10 days away from being gone forever. I just wanted to get everyone's thoughts on the year. Let's get a year in review. You know, a lot of stuff happened. You know, obviously... The PS4 and the Xbox One, this is the first full year they've been out. So big stuff with next gen. You know, we've seen a lot of new things come out with the Wii U. We've seen, obviously, big stories with regards to PC gaming. Probably one of the biggest stories was the Minecraft buyout from Microsoft. Obviously, VR is something we just touched on. You know, a lot of stories about games being broken, games released, games, you know, destroyed. I don't know, you know, things that we you know, maybe aren't ever going to see. And then, of course, E.T., worst game of all time, dug up in the desert. A lot of stuff happened this year, but I don't know, I want to put it out to you. I've got some thoughts on the year myself, but I don't know if you have any thoughts. First of all, I'd like to say, does anyone have a best game? Do you have your opinion on the best game of 2014? Not the game that you've played necessarily just in 2014, but a game that you've played that came out this year. Anyone have any thoughts on what the best game of 2014 is?
I'll give Joel again. Like, Joel can guess what my favorite one was.
Ooh, I think I have. I have an opinion, but I won't wait till Joel here gets a thought. It's probably gonna be a horror game. Is what I guess is, but
is it the Evil Within?
That's my. Oh, that was my guess.
Sorry,
yes.
High five. There you go.
Yep. It's like there was no Resident Evil this year, so...
No, well, there was. Wasn't there, like, an HD Resident Evil?
Yeah,
well,
no, original. After the remake?
Yep. I was between that and I think Outlast. Did that come out this year or last year?
It came out on Steam very end of last year. Actually, okay, so it wouldn't count. But it came out on PS4 and Xbox this year.
So yeah.
So I kind of count it.
Okay. So yeah, Eva Within, Reen, yeah. you enjoyed that a bunch, obviously, because you're mm-hmm. writing fan fiction.
Yeah, so good. No, but like also the DLC.
Wow.
I know, easy there.
You're really into that.
Do you need a moment? We can, you know, take a break.
No, I can take a moment after the podcast. Evil Within. No, but I was reading on PlayStationLife.style.net or whatever site, because I remember a couple weeks ago, I was looking up and it said that Evil Within was in one of the top charts in Japan. So I'm on this PlayStationLifestyle.net right now because this is the only one I could find, like, at last minute. But it says that The Evil Within came in third place for PlayStation 3 with, like, roughly 60,000, I guess. It was one of along the top 20 selling retail games in Japan between October 20th and October 26th, and then the PlayStation 4 for The Evil Within came, like, roughly 200 away. So, okay. Like, the one that came in first was Monster Hunter 4 for the 3DS.
Nice.
This one, Jikyo Powerful Pro Yaku for something for PlayStation 3 came in second, and then The Evil Within came in third. So, like, I think it was a really successful game. I can't wait for the DLC to come out next month in January, I'm pretty sure, because, like, the game was very open-ended, and so that leaves room for fan fiction. Mm-hmm. So,
yes.
Just putting it there.
Of course.
So, like, yeah, for my opinion, it would be that The Evil Within was the best in 2014.
Lessa, you got any, are you going to deviate from your twin on this one?
Unfortunately, no, because that was the only game Reen let us play, like, during the last...
Poor Lessa.
Of course.
she sounds
year.
So sad.
Lessa, you got to stand up for
Every
yourself.
Every time I tried to play
Pick
the
your
game,
own
Reen
games.
Just slapped the controller out of my hand and said, no!
You're Luigi! No, shut up!
I really wanted to play, what was it, the DLC for The Last of Us, and then when I got funds, I was like, Reen, I'm going to go buy the DLC, and then you're going to watch me play it, because I heard it was so much better than the actual original game. And then she's like, well, you could go do it yourself. I'm going to just, like, go for my 100% trophy for The Evil Within. And I was like, but Reen, it's not fair. I want you to watch me, because I like to hear you scream, and then I
oh,
scream
don't
too.
Put yourself on the table like that. You're always like,
no,
but
yeah.
I don't...
What? You're a mean bitch.
There we go. All right.
What?
I think I know the name of our podcast. You're a mean bitch. All right.
I love you.
No, but, what'd you say?
You're a mean
nothing.
One.
I'm going to hear this in the audio when I edit it, so you can tell me now.
You're a mean bitch.
Aww.
I'm a mean fish?
Oh, my God. Are
no.
you deaf?
You're a female dog, Reed.
Twin love.
Don't give me that look. I'm so sorry. I'll take it back.
Do we need to have a therapy session?
I
right
think we
here,
do.
Live?
No, okay. I'll take it back. I agree with you. The Evil Within was the best game of the year. Yes. But
Reen's
but no,
bending her arm behind her back right now.
Like, say, Uncle!
Say it's the best!
Say it's the best.
But no, in serious though, I think it was pretty good, just in the sense that I think Mikami Shinji did a really good job at bringing back survival
Made
horror and and providing, or like, and proving that it's not just about the predetermined camera angles, although those did help during some parts of the game, but it's not just about those, and it's about the suspense and how, like, no matter how cliche a scene looks, and it just, oh my god, just there are some scenes when you're like, oh, I know what's going to happen, and then, this path looks long, I bet there's something down there, and then you see it, and you're like, holy shit, run away, and I just played on those feels, so.
Well, also went back to a lot of roots of, like, it was really, it's kind of like Amnesia and Outlook, in a sense, what they did, it's like, you die if you get hit. It's like, it's basically like you are helpless, right? Like, if it's almost like a one-hit kill all the time.
Yep.
So
for those
not
bosses,
have a weapon in that game
those,
as well.
I was cussing my teeth.
Well, just for the bosses, but for the other parts, it was kind of like I can't pick up all this ammo because my gun. I mean, not as
weapon.
Bad as Resident Evil 6, because for that, like every 20 feet, you're like,
I've never
oh, look,
ammo in that game.
Ammo. I know. I have so much. Nitrogen rounds that I don't know what to do with it, and then when I sign in as Pierce for the last boss, but I'm like, here, you throw my rounds. But I mean, it was okay.
And... so Lessa's
sorry,
game of the year is
best
it's
year,
okay.
Best game of the year. Sorry,
it's all right.
No, No, I mean, like, the bosses were awesome because, yes, there was that scare of, like, oh my god, I can't let it get near me because it's a one-hit wonder, but then for the enemies, they were more like, eh. I mean, just the first 15 minutes of Outlast with Rean, during the one part when you're being chased around, you're like, I actually literally have nothing. But with Sebastian, you could, like, find weapons and bottles, and it was more stealth than scary, but the scares were still scary when they happened, if that made sense. Okay. And you guys are quiet, so I'll guess no.
No.
When it was scary, it was very scary, but it wasn't scary all the time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah, it's scary when you're vulnerable, but when you're not vulnerable, and like, say for instance, I maxed out all my weapons, I see a boss battle that, it scared me in the beginning because I didn't have very powerful weapons and I didn't know how to handle him, but now I'm like, bitch, take my shotgun round to your face.
It'd be kind of nice to play a horror game with the weapon again, because after playing like Outlast for a while, it'd be nice to like get startled or scared by like a monster and then just have that impulse reaction to just shoot it in the face. You kind of miss that in Outlast and Amnesia.
Yeah, but you get what I mean. Like, the first time you play it, you're freaking out, like, oh my god, but then after you play it...
You have to play Akumu mode or Nightmare, and I thought we read the description where it says it sticks the closest to reality, so that means one kill, no matter even if it's just, like, a bottle on your face or something.
We beat, like, No Hope on Resident Evil 6, which was basically one hit, you're down.
But
we can handle it. We can handle it.
That was co-op.
So we can handle it. Just take me on my word. We can handle it.
Sure.
So what do you think was the best game, either Joel or Tim, of 2014?
I'll let Joel go because I have like a 99% chance of knowing what he's going
to Smash!
Say. There you go. All right. So, is there any particular reason or just Smash?
Smash!
Just Smash. Okay. Joel, it's are like, you
bam,
broken?
Bam,
should
smash.
I reboot you?
Smash!
Okay, I need to reboot Joel, and while I'm doing that, I'll tell you mine. So... you know, it was tough for me to choose because I didn't play a lot of games that came out in 2014. Mine was like a backlog year plus a lot of retro gaming, but I played, I think, four games that came out this year. I played NHL 15, sports game. I played Call of Duty Advanced Warfare with my buddy. And then I also played two Nintendo games. I played Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U, and I played Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. And, you know, it was a tough call. It was not going to be NHL 15 or Call of Duty. But, you know, Super Smash Bros. Is obviously a lot of fun. I haven't had fun with a fighting game like that since the original Super Smash Bros. Tropical Freeze is also awesome because the platforming action. But, you know, Tropical Freeze just, it was so easy to play compared to, like, the old Donkey Kong countries. Like, I would get killed in those games, but I kept going back for more punishment. And, you know, I kind of missed that in this game. I felt like they kind of gave you a lot of leeway. You got a lot of red balloons, like lives, basically. Mm-hmm. It was all front-loaded on helping you beat the more difficult levels at the end, and I didn't really feel like I was in danger at all of, like, failing a level. So, because of that, I gotta go with Super Smash Bros. Or Smash.
Nice.
So, Smash. But just because I think... when I was playing it, I was just like, I actually felt comfortable with it. I felt like I could actually contend with people like Joel, in a sense, at least like win a few fights here and there. And it would, the extra events and challenges and things like that were very enjoyable for the single player, you know, excursions I was going on. So yeah, I gotta go with Smash for the Wii U. You know, I really would have liked to play some other games. Like, I think Child of Light came out this year. Which is an RPG, I would have liked to play that. I don't own a 3DS, so I couldn't play the new Pokemon games, but I feel like those have been getting stale for a while myself anyway. So I know there's a lot of games out there that came out that deserve a lot of praise. And obviously you've got re-releases of Grand Theft Auto V and The Last of Us for the next-gen consoles, but yeah.
And Tomb Raider.
And two, yep. So, I don't know. Smash has got to be it. So, you ever want to add anything else to Smash, Joel, on why it's so good?
No.
Just Smash?
It's just good.
Just Smash.
It's just Smash.
Just Smash. So.
That's all I got.
Nice.
So, we got two votes for Smash, two votes for Evil Within.
Okay.
So, the tiebreaker has to go to America. Cast your vote on Twitter, hashtag it, Smash or Evil.
We could do that.
At AG... at... what's our thing?
ASG All systems go.
I said AGDQ.
I'm going to do that. I'll do that while actually I'm going to pose a secondary question here. I want to ask real quick, just in the same vein, it doesn't have to be a game from 2014 now. What is the best game you've played all year?
Oh, this is a tough one.
I know. Give it a thought.
I mean, I've been playing Mario 64, so it has to be that.
Super Mario 64?
That's the best game ever made.
Okay.
Oh my god. My games aren't coming to me. This is unfair, Brain.
Oh, and Mario Party 2. It's also up there. Oh, you know what? 2014 FIFA World Cup Brazil. So going back to games that came out this year, that could have been even better than Smash. They didn't fuck it up so bad. Sorry, drop an F-bomb.
We already dropped like three on this one.
Did we?
So.
Oh, I wasn't even paying attention.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I just heard bitch a couple times.
Oh, well,
but
yeah. Or fish.
2010 World Cup game is so good. And it's flawed. So I was hoping like the one that came out this year would be, they would just kind of correct those mistakes. It'd be pretty much perfect. But it got way worse compared to the 2010 version, which is really unfortunate because I really like World Cup games.
Course.
I don't think I can answer your question.
Broke my heart, yeah.
What? Yeah, like best game you've played that come out?
I mean, I would still say the Evil Within because that's the only one that I have 80% on that trophy right now. I put most of my heart into that when we were still in university, and like I know we played like some Dead Island with some peeps, and then
some book for Operation Raccoon City, but those are like old games.
Yeah, like from 2012 and. I mean, they're fun to play, but, like, I don't know. I'm so confused.
I mean, for me, it was different to pick up DMC Devil May Cry. And I remember when first putting it in and playing through a couple levels, I was like, this game doesn't make me think all that hard. So it was kind of relaxing to play. And it was, I remember actually enjoying, The Walking Dead Telltales.
That one hit me straight between the legs. It was a good game.
Dear God.
Yes.
All right.
I mean, in the saddening sense of crying like a baby, not like...
Mm-hmm. But I think mine would be either...
I don't know if there's any other way to take
between
that.
Between the legs.
Yeah. I mean, that would make me cry, but I'm a man, so...
It happened or basketball once. I went for the ball, some guy kneed me, and I was like, son of a bitch.
Really playing basketball just does not compute.
Lessa.
Oh, Lessa. Balling. Playing basketball does not compute for some reason. I don't know. Did you play basketball in school?
Yeah.
Really? You guys have a couple of ballers?
No, not professionally, but it was more like...
Oh, you weren't in the WNBA? God, I just totally think Joel's cracking up over here. He's like, oh my God, of course not.
Oh my God. I'm really happy you called.
No,
oh,
I mean, that's awesome. At school when they gave you recess, or like not recess, what was it called in high school?
I don't know anymore.
It was recess. I mean, it was mostly go outside and stand around or, you know...
Yeah,
I played... tag ball or volleyball or something and get hit in the face.
Tag ball. Nice.
No, it's that silly game where it's like stickball? Yeah. No, dodgeball. And then everyone would just aim for my face and hit me in the face.
Oh, jeez.
Probably not on purpose, but I was the only person to do every single game to get hit in the face with the ball.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it had like a target, hit here, please. And then they'd be like, oh, no. And then they made up some stupid rule after I kept getting hit so many times that our side would get the point. Because I got hit in the face. It's like, yep, sure, whatever, guys.
So you were the MVP.
Yeah. Most valuable person to hit in the face.
Yeah.
So you're saying the Walking Dead game, season 2?
No, not yet. I think that's on my Christmas list. I think. Oh, okay. I'm looking at Reen while I'm saying
this. So season 1, though, would be your best game that you've played this year.
Yeah, I mean, besides the fact of not being able to run at some parts, and then being frustrated with my choices, and then playing like an hour's... Yeah, just those little technical things. It was one of those games where after you play, you're like, oh my god, I'm craving to play it again, but I don't have the patience to go and make those decisions again.
Okay. No, but technically you should save Redacted instead of Redacted to get a different ending with Redacted.
And I should, since there was a lot of open endings, or I could see how the story would progress because I only got the one half of the
redacted,
story. Redacted. But Devil May Cry is a close up runner, I would say.
Okay.
DMC at least, but yeah.
Okay. Joel, have you, so you said Super Mario 64?
Yeah, just, I mean, it's the best game ever.
Okay.
Since, you know, we did play a lot of Pokemon Red, if you recall. Back in February.
Okay.
On the Twitch. Twitch Plays Pokemon.
Yes.
That was an event.
That was a really good fun event.
That's like its own category.
Yeah.
It's like coolest miscellaneous gaming event.
Yeah, and then Fish Play Street Fighter. Yeah. Or whatever. That was interesting as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. I don't know. Myself, I would say I'd have to go with... Oh, it's a tough call. I played a lot of games this year. Mass Effect 3 was really good. That one I was engrossed in the story. It's tough because I think that if I had played and finished A Link to the Past before this podcast, it may have been that because it just seems so phenomenal. Old school Super Nintendo game. But yeah, I think Mass Effect 3. This year, the best game I've played this year, obviously not from 2014, but it was amazing, so that was a good one.
I was going to ask you guys, I think kind of 2014 FIFA World Cup's one of the most disappointing games of the year.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you guys what your most disappointing title or titles would be from the past year, and I think Mario Kart 8, though quite good, is also a little bit disappointing for me, because it was a step backwards from the Wii version, I think.
Gotcha. I don't know, that's a tough call.
Does it have to be this year?
No, I think just any game you played, right? Or
I was thinking the ones that came out this year, like that had hype or you were really looking forward to, but then you played it.
I'll just say this right now, I did not enjoy Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. I only enjoyed it because I played it with my buddy, and if I was just me playing it with dudes online or whatever, like, I have no problem playing shooters, and I have no problem playing shooters online. I play Battlefield a lot online. I play it with my dad. I play it solo. I'm ranked up pretty high. I like it, but something about Call of Duty Advanced Warfare seemed boring. It was just like, okay, you take a shooter, you add the ability to jump really high and, like, sprint in directions really fast because of this exosuit, and what the fuck else are you giving me? This is it? And it was really boring. While it looked gorgeous and I played it on the PS4, it still looked like they could have added more to the environments. The environments almost looked bland. It was like, oh, here's standard, like, you know, white complex on the moon or whatever. It's just like, it's boring. Like, I've seen better environments in the original Halo than I saw in Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. So I'm a bit of a hater on Call of Duty originally, but I did give it a chance and I did not enjoy it. So of the four games I played in 2014, that one was the worst. And I think it's a disappointment because, look, Call of Duty comes out every year. They think that they're the shit. Everyone that plays it loves it and they buy it in droves. But this one is not meeting expectations in sale numbers. And I think the reason is because it's not getting new people to play.
Could it finally die?
I really hope so.
It's never going
to
die.
It's never going to die. My grandkids it's will be like, I'm Call of Duty in Moon Warfare 5. It's like, fuck, I don't care. Little Jimmy, you're a bastard. So, I don't know, girls, what about you?
I have a game from 2013, if that's, like, I think that's the closest.
Close enough.
Yeah, like, I think all the games in 2014 that I'd kind of jumped on either lived up to their expectations and weren't that high, but they weren't bad. Mm-hmm. But I think the one game that just kind of, like, blew me, where I just had to put the controller down and say, F this shit, Beyond Two Souls, which came out in October last year in 2013. I know Lessa and I bought it with the intention, we're like, oh my goodness, it's two-player, but then it was offline co-op type of thing where you could play as the characters, I guess, like, Invisible Thingy or whatever he was. So it was different, but at the same time, I literally could put the controller down and the game would make the choices for me, and then I could come back and be like, well, what did the story progress? Like, where it led. Like, I didn't feel like I had... it was interesting, but it was just kind of like, I, like, rage quit afterwards. 13 hours in, I rage quit.
And we didn't get that far.
No, I think that
sucks.
That was one of those games that was never even, like, on my radar at all. I think I remember it coming out and, you know, the whole Ellen Page and Willem Dafoe and... Also, but it's like, to me, it was just like, it looked like a movie that was trying to be a video game. And I was like, I don't want that.
Literally, yeah, like, the cutscenes, you can't skip them. I mean, like, I know for some games, it's good that you can't skip them, but, like, for this game, I'm one of those really picky people. Like, it gave me choices, and then I took too long on making a choice, so it picked one for me, and I was like, oh, that's not fair. What if I made another choice? So I went and restarted that chapter, but then it played the entire cutscene, and I couldn't skip to make the choices again, so I had to, like, spend 30 minutes watching this cutscene just to get back up to the choices, and then when I made it, their dialogue was, like, different for one sentence, and then it went back to, like, the rest of the other dialogue. I'm like, oh, no, fair. And then I wanted to kill, like, these kids in this one house, and and then, like, I realized that I could have made a choice to actually kill them all, like, or not kill them all, but frighten them, like, half to death, instead of just walking out like a strong character. And I was like, no, I want to go back and, like, beat their asses in. So, like, Leslie and I restarted that chapter, and we were sitting there for, like, 40 minutes just watching the whole damn thing again. We're like, is this going to end? I mean, like, even the fighting was a bit different. Like, they took a different twist on it. Like, I know their Heavy Rain was really popular, and it was really...
Yeah. It sounds like it was something along those lines where, like, Heavy Rain was mostly cutscenes. And
yeah, those, I think, for Heavy Rain were better.
Only part we tried in Heavy Rain where we got to dry the guy off in the shower by shaking the controller, that was it. Yeah, and then we were like, fun. Oh, this game got us.
All right.
It was interesting, but then, like, just for, like, Beyond Two Souls, maybe, like, I didn't play enough of Heavy Rain, but it just felt like it felt different, and it just was not my cup of tea.
Okay.
The graphics were beautiful, and there's one part, like, it was so lively, like, the animation was very lively, like, and I know one part that hackers hacked Ellen Page's model, naked model, and then she tried to sue the creators of the game because there was everything on that model. But, like, it just wasn't what I was expecting, and I would think, like, it's 13%, that's forever going to stay at 13% on my PlayStation trophies.
Got it. Joel, real quick, what's on your list, most disappointing game you played this year?
Oh, World Mario Cup Brazil Kart. Mario Kart 8 lesser degree.
All right, so we're running a little late, but whatever. I want to do the last bit here for our 2014 year in review before we look ahead to 2015. I want you to finish the sentence, and I want you to give a very brief description as to why you finished the sentence that way. So Joel, I'll start with you, all right? Here we go. In the world of gaming, 2014 is the year of blank.
The Wii U.
Okay, why?
I think just all the big original Nintendo titles. Mario 3D World came out towards the end of 2013, but I didn't pick it up personally till early 2014. Played a lot of Game and Wario this year as well. Mario Kart 8 was okay. And then, of course, Smash to cap it off. I mean, such a strong year for Nintendo.
And you haven't played Tropical Freeze.
No, I haven't.
Borrow it from me because it's good.
Cool.
You'll like it.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind trying that out.
All right, so the year of Wii U. All right, sure. Lessa, in the world of gaming, 2014 is the year of blank.
My God. Let's see.
Year of my God.
No, I guess I would say the year of patches.
Okay.
Extrapolate. I was really looking into, what was it, Assassin's Creed Unity as a thing that Reen and I could get into since she has a PS4 and maybe we could, you know, find a way to co-op with friends that she's made on there and everything, but I read a review that there were a lot of problems with it, so I would say, I mean, but then that's kind of shallow in my sense because that's only one game out of the whole year. Can I get back to you?
But you're not wrong, though. This has been a year where a lot of games have come out unfinished and needed patches and things to fix it. So I don't have them all listed out. I don't want to spend too much time on it. But it's not just that game. It's been a theme of 2014 with games being released that need patches and need fixes almost immediately. So that's legit. So what about you, Reen? In the world of gaming, 2014 is the year of...
New beginnings, philosophical and wide open. Let your mind soar.
Glorious. And okay, with that fortune cookie description, what do you mean?
Is that a haiku? Well,
I don't know. Like, possibly the older consoles will be overtaken by the newer ones because I know, like, PlayStation 4 and Xbox One are becoming more popular. So it's like, and then you said, like, virtual reality is the new beginnings, like, the different type, new technologies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's new things that we can expect in gaming.
Okay, very good. For me personally, in the year of gaming, 2014 is the year of disappointment. The exception to disappointment is Nintendo. I was very blown away.
You're a sour old man.
I am. Get off my lawn. I love the Wii U. I think that Nintendo has done a lot for gaming this year, more than it's done in the last couple of years. I think the Wii U is on the rise. I think Nintendo is making a huge comeback. Unfortunately, in an overall sense, the PS4, the Xbox One, the titles you've seen come out for them while they were big budget, a lot of AAA, a lot of hype, everything underperformed. It underwhelmed. There was Destiny, Titanfall. I don't know if that came out this year. I think, you know, last year. But, you know, you've got games that were supposed to be big budget titles that, you know, for the most part, kind of flopped. Assassin's Creed Unity, still the verdict is out, and it's been out for a little while now. You know, the biggest thing for me, though, was that the fact that as gamers, Gamergate was a huge problem. We still don't really know what the hell is going on with all that. It just basically causes a lot of fighting and problems, and really, I'm disappointed in the world of gaming from a lot of perspectives. So I'm hoping that 2015 has a lot more, has hope that, you know, we'll get better games and we'll all come together and just be able to sing Kumbaya by a video game fire. So, not burning video games. Anyway, we'll move on.
Burn all the bad games from 2014.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, that's 2014. Yay! 2014, congratulations, you're done.
Yeah, like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, in 10 days. Let's go ahead and look ahead to 2015 here. So I just want to get, you know, your sense. What are you looking forward to most in the new year? You know, quick hits. Are you looking at a game, a TV show, a movie, whatever in 2015? What are you most looking forward to? Reen, you know, start us off here.
Okay, I'm just going to, like, break this down in hopefully 1 minute and 30 seconds or less. What I am looking forward to is Resident Evil Outbreak back online, because I was looking at a Kotaku article, which is, I don't know how it missed me, in January 2014, but goodbye 14, that hackers in Japan managed to restore online play for the 2003 or 2004 Resident Evil Outbreak for PlayStation 2. And the servers went down, I think, like in 2007. And so right now, the project was reverse engineered, I'm reading off Kotaku. The project reverse engineered the server with packet captures from the NTSC/J versions of the game, but no such captures for American and European versions have been found so far. If Japan has it, I want it, because Lessa and I freaking as hell want to, like, Outbreak was meant to be a co-op game, like, when the PlayStation 2 was out, and I seriously as hell want that game back, because they tried Operation Raccoon City to make that, like, a successor to Outbreak, and it just failed miserably, and Outbreak was a brilliant game, and I freaking wanted to play it online with my sister. So that is what I'm looking for 2015, a way for these Japanese hackers to make it possible to reopen the server for America and Europe.
Okay.
Booyah.
We know you're listening, Japanese hackers.
Yeah, right. Go ahead and give her what she wants. Joel, what about you? What are you looking forward to in 2015?
Mario Party 10. Okay. Should be coming out. They don't have a specific month or even, like, season yet. I'm hoping early 2015. Really want to play that. They have the new feature where you use the Wii U controller to play as Bowser, and, like, four other people play with regular Wiimotes, like, normal, the same style as it was in Mario Party 9, where you're all traveling in, like, the same vehicle on the board. Looking forward to that. Hopefully the new Zelda game comes out next year, though I don't know if that's happening for sure.
Fall 2015 is what they say. It could be delayed.
It'll be delayed until 2016.
Who knows? Okay. I mean,
look forward to that in 2016. And I heard there's going to be a new Star Fox for
Wii U. I also heard that. Yep, that was on my list.
Yeah, just, you know, more Wii U stuff for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, some cool random indie game to take us totally by surprise.
Hey, it happens every year, right?
Indie horror
Child of Light. This is a big one. Shovel Knight, a lot of big ones, so it happens every year. Good. Lessa, what about you? What are you looking forward to?
Hold on, wait. Reed has something to say to, like, game, video game Santa. Well, like, sorry, Capcom Santa. Capcom, do not fuck up Revelations 2.
All right.
Off with you, Lessa.
Okay, for me, what I'm looking forward to in the new year, I guess 2015, I mean, hell, in my brain, there's, like, a marquee of nothing but The Walking Dead returning in February.
Okay.
Because the cliffhanger was like, and then the trailer was like, and then there was so much going down, and I can't stand it.
I like how she kept that spoiler-free with just monosyllabic grunts and noises. I like it. I like it. That keeps people like me from not pulling their hair out because of spoilers. I like it.
Yes, but you should catch up soon, Tim, because shiz is going down.
I just caught up with American Horror Story, so I think I can probably spend some time. Once I'm done with Futurama, I'm still finishing up the whole end last few seasons of that, and then I'll probably jump over to The Walking Dead. So, all right.
Yes.
I guess me, I'm looking forward to, you know, Joel said a couple of the Nintendo games, Legend of Zelda, Star Fox. Apparently they're looking at, they're already talking about the new Nintendo console for their next generation. So kind of looking forward to any new news coming out next year. Maybe we might see something in 2016 E3, perhaps, on that. Outside of Nintendo, I'm looking forward to hearing more news, hopefully, about two games I've wanted for a long time, The Last Guardian from Team Ico, and also Fallout 4. Please, for the love of God, let that happen eventually. And then outside of video games, I'm really looking forward to a lot of big movies, Jurassic World, the new Avengers movie, Age of Ultron, this movie called Chappie, which is from the director and producer of District 9. Looks really great. I would look it up if you haven't heard of it. The trailer is amazing. And, of course, Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
Of course.
Must see that film. It's going to rock my socks off. I will be, like, basically, like, Reen over there thinking about Chris Redfield's virtual reality game, except, you know, it's Star Wars and not
that
as creepy.
That was also
so.
Me, Vanessa.
Sorry, why do I keep doing that? Why am I doing that? It's like, that's the third time I've gotten you confused.
You keep getting us mixed up.
I'm so
up.
Sorry.
That's hitting me hard, Timmy. I thought we knew each other better.
You sound so similar. Usually I have it, but it's my ears. My ears are broken. I think it's because I'm getting older. Like, I cannot distinguish between people that are so similar. Like, I get Alex confused with her sister now on the phone. I'm getting old. My ears are just broken, so I apologize. All right, well, that does it for 2015. A lot of awesome stuff, hopefully, going to happen in 2015. Maybe it will not be the year of disappointment, but the year of redemption for me. I want to hear now, last, before we close it out, I want to hear everyone's New Year's gaming resolutions. So, January 1st, what is your gaming resolution for 2015? Joel?
Sub 20 in Super Mario 64.
Very good. I like it. I hope you do it, and I would be. I want you to. Hopefully, maybe you can stream it or something. You can stream.
I would
online
like to. I would need a better laptop, but that'd be cool.
That'd be great. All right, Lessa, what's your New Year's gaming resolution for 2015?
Play more.
Play more.
I mean, like, add a little more RPG and not so many shoot 'em ups, and then losing weight because I mean, here comes Christmas, and there goes the skinny framework.
I hear you. That's not really a gaming resolution, but I'm also on board with that.
Play DDR.
Yeah, DDR, or maybe buy an Omni. You know, they're only like a few $10,000.
Yeah, Wii bowling. Yeah. Burning lots of calories.
Reen, New Year's gaming resolution.
Well, I think Lessa covered it. Basically the same thing.
You can't be a leech.
I was going to say play more games, and you got called on first, therefore I am no leech. I was just called
on
second.
Class right now.
I know, right?
I'm calling her first.
No. Yeah, but I don't know. Like, if I bring up Resident Evil, I'm just going to say I hope Capcom doesn't fuck up Revelations 2 again, just because, like, when they were first bringing it out, it had, like, potential, and now with all these other trailers being brought out or clippets of, like, the opening, I'm just kind of like, Capcom, stop. Don't F up. That's my mantra until February rolls around.
Stop. Don't open that door.
All right, awesome, Reen. Thanks for sharing.
So just to clarify for everyone, Reen's news resolution is for Capcom to not fuck up Resident Evil.
Exactly. So
way to improve yourself, Reen.
Very good. So, all right, well, I'll just finish up with mine so we can wrap it up here. My New Year's gaming resolution is, you know, I need to play more, obviously, but I think that I would really like to rededicate myself to Nintendo a little bit more. I finally have a Wii U. It's the first Wii console I've bought and dedicated myself to since the Nintendo 64. So it's been a long time. I grew up a Nintendo kid. I'm coming home, so I want to get more involved with that and play, you know, some of the new games they've coming out. Things like, you know, well, Monster Hunter is one I want to check out. But I don't know. I think Nintendo has a lot of good things going. So that's mine. And some of that goes back to maybe playing some retro games on the virtual console and doing, like, those NES remixes. So Nintendo, thank you for being awesome this year. You have you've brought an old friend back. So Prodigal Son has returned, in a sense. So, all right. Well, I really appreciate you know, obviously, you folks listening to the podcast and supporting us with this in 2014. I also want to thank my co-hosts for sticking by this whole time with the podcast and dedicating their time recording this and doing the research and everything. It's been great. I really appreciate it. I have a great time doing this every time we record. So thank you very much to Joel, Reen, and Lessa. please follow them on Twitter if you haven't. They're great people. They have a lot of video game knowledge, and they're all just very good people to follow, and they'll make you laugh, especially Joel. So I appreciate that, guys, for sticking around. So I guess we'll go ahead and sign off for the last time in 2014. So I wish everyone a Merry Christmas, a rest of their Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah if you are finishing that up, and have a great new year. You know, you can follow us at ASG_podcast on Twitter. Be sure to check us out on Stitcher, Podomatic, iTunes, whatever. But just have a good rest of the year. We'll see you in 2015. All right, gamers, game on. This has been All Systems Go.
Intro music provided by Wonderflux and outro provided by Labyrinth. You can find more information about All Systems Go at asgpodcast.podomatic.com or follow us on Twitter at ASG_podcast.